When you imagine defending yourself in a dangerous moment, you might picture flashy movie kicks or dramatic takedowns. The reality of a physical altercation is far messier, faster, and more frightening than anything on screen. This is exactly why martial arts training holds such lasting value for anyone serious about personal safety. Learning to fight is only part of the equation. The deeper benefit comes from how training reshapes your body, sharpens your mind, and builds the kind of quiet confidence that helps you avoid trouble long before it starts. For the prepper mindset, self-defense is a core survival skill. You can stockpile supplies, plan escape routes, and secure your home, but if you cannot protect yourself and your loved ones during an act of violence, your preparedness has a serious gap. Martial arts fill that gap with practical, tested skills. They teach you to stay calm when your heart is pounding, to read a threat before it escalates, and to respond with trained movements rather than panic. This article explores why martial arts matter for self-defense, the specific skills and mindset they develop, the 11 most common disciplines you are likely to encounter, and an honest ranking of how each performs when a real attack unfolds. Whether you are completely new to training or looking to add a new layer to your preparedness, understanding these arts will help you make smart choices about protecting yourself and the people who depend on you. Why martial arts matter for self-defense? Martial arts are far more than a collection of punches, kicks, and throws. At their heart, they are a system for building a stronger, more capable version of yourself. The person who walks into a training gym for the first time is rarely the same person who walks out months later. Something changes in how you carry yourself, how you handle pressure, and how you view your own ability to face difficulty. That transformation is the true gift of martial arts, and it starts with confidence. Confidence built through martial arts is not the empty bravado of someone who talks tough. It is earned through repetition, through testing yourself, and through discovering that you can push past what you thought were your limits. When you know you have trained your body to respond under stress, you stop feeling like a potential victim. This shift in mindset is powerful. Predators and aggressors often look for people who appear unsure, distracted, or afraid. The calm, grounded presence that comes from training can quietly signal that you are not an easy target, and many confrontations are avoided before a single strike is thrown. Beyond confidence, martial arts sharpen your mental discipline. Regular training demands that you show up, focus, and repeat movements thousands of times. This builds a kind of internal steadiness that carries into every part of life. You learn to control your breathing, quiet your racing thoughts, and stay present in the moment. These same skills become invaluable during a physical altercation, when panic is your greatest enemy. A trained person can think clearly while an untrained person freezes. Situational awareness is another benefit that often goes unnoticed. Good instructors teach students to pay attention to their surroundings, to notice exits, to read body language, and to sense when something feels wrong. This heightened awareness helps you spot danger early and remove yourself from a bad situation before it turns violent. In many ways, the best self-defense is never having to fight at all, and awareness makes that possible. Physical fitness rounds out the package. Martial arts training builds strength, endurance, flexibility, and coordination in ways that ordinary workouts rarely match. A fit body recovers faster, moves quicker, and absorbs impact better. During an attack, your stamina can be the difference between escaping and being overwhelmed. Just as importantly, the fitness gained through training improves your overall health, helping you feel more energetic and capable in daily life. Finally, martial arts teach stress management in a way few other activities can. Sparring and controlled drills expose you to pressure in a safe setting. Over time, your body learns that a pounding heart and rushing adrenaline do not have to mean loss of control. You become familiar with that stress state and learn to function within it. When a real threat appears, your nervous system does not spiral into panic because it has been there before. This trained composure is perhaps the single most valuable skill martial arts offer to anyone preparing to handle a physical altercation calmly and effectively. The skills and mindset martial arts teach. To understand how martial arts prepare you for a real altercation, it helps to break down the specific abilities they develop. These skills fall into two broad categories, the physical and the mental, and both work together to make you far more capable when danger strikes. Physical skills that save you. Balance sits at the foundation of nearly every martial art. A fighter who loses balance loses control, and control is everything in a confrontation. Training teaches you to stay rooted, to shift your weight smoothly, and to recover quickly if you are pushed or pulled. Good balance keeps you on your feet, which matters enormously since being knocked to the ground during an attack, especially against multiple aggressors, is extremely dangerous. Reaction speed is another skill that grows with practice. In an altercation, events unfold in fractions of a second. There is no time to think through a response. Repetitive drilling trains your body to react instantly, whether by slipping a punch, blocking a strike, or countering an attack. This speed cannot be gained overnight. It is the product of consistent training that wires your reflexes for combat. Striking skills give you the ability to create distance and stop a threat. Learning to punch, kick, elbow, and knee with proper technique means you can generate real power even if you are smaller than your attacker. Good striking is about precision and timing, not just brute force. A well-placed strike to a vulnerable area can end a confrontation quickly and give you the chance to escape. Grappling skills matter because many real fights end up close, tangled, or on the ground. Knowing how to control an opponent, break free from a hold, or defend yourself when tackled can be life-saving. Grappling arts teach leverage, allowing a smaller person to control a larger one through technique rather than strength. Defensive positioning ties all of these together. This includes how you stand, how you keep your hands up, how you angle your body, and how you protect your head and vital areas. A trained person naturally assumes positions that make them harder to hit and easier to defend from. The power of muscle memory. One of the most important things repetitive training creates is muscle memory. When you drill a movement thousands of times, it becomes automatic. This matters because during a real attack, your body floods with adrenaline, your fine motor skills degrade, and clear thinking becomes difficult. Untrained people often freeze or flail. A trained person, by contrast, falls back on ingrained patterns. Their body knows what to do even when their mind is overwhelmed. This is why serious training emphasizes repetition over flashy variety. The goal is to make effective responses so automatic that they activate under the worst possible stress. The mindset that keeps you safe. The psychological benefits of martial arts are just as important as the physical ones. Composure under pressure is perhaps the greatest of these. Through sparring and hard training, you learn to stay calm when someone is trying to hit you. This composure allows you to make good decisions in a crisis rather than surrendering to fear. The escalation awareness is another critical mindset skill. Experienced martial artists understand that fighting carries real risk, even for the skilled. This knowledge makes them more likely to talk their way out of a situation, create distance, or walk away when possible. They fight only when there is no other choice. This restraint is a sign of true skill, not weakness. Finally, martial arts build the confidence to end a confrontation decisively when avoidance fails. A person who is trained knows they have options. They are not paralyzed by uncertainty. This confidence often shows in their posture and voice, which can diffuse a situation before it turns physical. And if a fight does happen, that same confidence allows them to commit fully to protecting themselves, which is exactly what survival demands. The 11 most common martial arts. There are hundreds of martial arts practiced around the world, but a handful stand out as the most common and widely taught. Each has its own history, techniques, and defining style. The 11 below are listed alphabetically rather than by effectiveness, because understanding what each one is comes before arguing about which one wins. We rank them in the next section. Aikido. Aikido is a Japanese martial art founded in the 20th century that focuses on redirecting an attacker's energy. It uses joint locks, throws, and circular movements to neutralize aggression without necessarily harming the opponent. Its philosophy emphasizes harmony and defense over aggression. Boxing. Boxing is one of the oldest combat sports, with roots stretching back to ancient civilizations and modern rules developed in England. It focuses entirely on punching, footwork, and head movement. Boxers develop incredible hand speed, powerful strikes, and the ability to slip and dodge attacks with remarkable skill. Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, often called BJJ, evolved in Brazil from Japanese Judo and Jiu-Jitsu in the early 20th century. It specializes in ground fighting, using joint locks and chokes to control and submit opponents. Its defining principle is that a smaller, weaker person can defeat a larger attacker through leverage and technique. Judo. Judo was founded in Japan in the late 19th century by Jigoro Kano. It centers on throws, trips, and takedowns that use an opponent's momentum against them. Once on the ground, Judo also includes pins, chokes, and joint locks to control an opponent. Judo also teaches ukemi, the art of falling without injury. Karate. Karate developed in Okinawa, Japan, and blends striking techniques with disciplined forms called kata. It emphasizes powerful punches, kicks, and blocks delivered with speed and precision. Karate also places heavy focus on discipline, respect, and mental focus alongside physical technique. Kickboxing. Kickboxing is a modern hybrid, assembled in the second half of the 20th century by fighters who wanted to combine the hand technique of boxing with the kicks of karate and other striking arts. American, Japanese, and Dutch traditions each develop their own flavor. What they share is full contact training, a complete standing striking game, and a competitive rule set that rewards volume and pressure. Krav Maga. Krav Maga was developed for the Israeli military and is designed purely for real-world self-defense rather than sport. It combines techniques from boxing, wrestling, judo, and other arts into a brutal, practical system. Its focus is on neutralizing threats quickly, including defenses against weapons and multiple attackers. Kung Fu. Kung Fu is a broad term covering hundreds of Chinese martial arts styles developed over thousands of years. Depending on the style, it may include strikes, kicks, joint locks, and flowing movements inspired by animals and nature. It emphasizes fluidity, balance, and the connection between body and mind. Muay Thai. Muay Thai is the national martial art of Thailand and is known as the Art of Eight Limbs. It uses fists, elbows, knees, and shins as weapons, making it one of the most devastating striking systems in the world. Practitioners train to deliver powerful strikes and to clinch with opponents at close range. Taekwondo. Taekwondo originated in Korea and is famous for its dynamic, high, and fast kicks. It emphasizes speed, agility, and spectacular kicking techniques delivered from a distance. As one of the most popular martial arts worldwide, it is also an Olympic sport with millions of practitioners. Wrestling. Wrestling is one of the oldest forms of combat, practiced in nearly every culture throughout history. It focuses on takedowns, control, and pinning an opponent using strength, leverage, and positioning. Wrestlers develop tremendous physical conditioning and the ability to dominate the clinch and ground control. Real-world effectiveness, ranked. Knowing what each martial art teaches is useful, but the real question for anyone focused on self-defense is how well each performs in a genuine attack. A real altercation is unpredictable. It may happen in a tight space, on hard ground, against a larger person, against multiple attackers, or even against someone armed. What follows is our ranking of all 11 arts, 1st through 11th, judged on one criterion alone: how well does this art serve an ordinary person facing sudden violence outside a ring, a mat, or a rulebook? You will notice that mixed martial arts does not appear. That is deliberate, and we explain why at the end. 1. Krav Maga. Krav Maga ranks first because nothing else on this list was designed from the ground up for the situation you're actually afraid of. It trains for weapon defenses, multiple attackers, and ending a threat as quickly as possible. It assumes there are no rules, no referee, and no second round. Muay Thai will hurt an attacker more efficiently. Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu will control one more reliably. Neither one prepares you for the knife, the second man, or the parking lot. Krav Maga carries two limitations, and the second is more serious than the first. School quality varies enormously, so finding a reputable instructor matters greatly. More importantly, many schools rely heavily on demonstration and drilling rather than live resistance. Technique that has never been tested against someone genuinely trying to stop you is technique you do not yet own. Choose a school that spars. 2. Muay Thai. Muay Thai ranks second. Only Krav Maga sits above it, and Krav Maga earns that spot on scenario training rather than on technique. Pound for pound, no art on this list does more damage at more ranges. Its elbows and knees are devastating at close quarters, which is exactly where most attacks happen, and its shin conditioning turns a leg into a weapon. The clinch is Muay Thai's most underrated tool and its most situational one. Controlling a single aggressor at close range is enormously valuable. Tying yourself to that aggressor while his friend circles behind you is not. Train the clinch, and know when to abandon it. Like boxing, Muay Thai leaves you with no answer once the fight reaches the ground. 3. Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu ranks third. It shines when a fight goes to the ground, which many real fights do, and it is the only art on this list that gives a smaller person a reliable answer to a larger one. BJJ also offers something no striking art can match. You can control an attacker completely without injuring him. That matters morally, and it matters legally. A broken jaw invites a lawsuit. A held position invites the police to arrive and sort it out. The major limitation is that intentionally going to the ground is dangerous against multiple attackers, on hard surfaces, or when a weapon may be present. As a one-on-one skill, though, it is powerful and confidence-building. 4. Wrestling. Wrestling ranks fourth, just behind Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and the gap is narrow enough to argue about. Wrestling determines whether a fight goes to the ground. Jiu-Jitsu determines who wins once it does. If you can stop every takedown attempt and initiate your own, you control the entire shape of the encounter before a single submission becomes relevant. Wrestling is the most underrated skill on this list. It builds top control, extraordinary conditioning, and an aggressive pace that overwhelms untrained attackers. Its limitation is what it lacks. There are no strikes and no submissions, so a wrestler can dominate position without a clear way to end things. Wrestling on concrete also punishes both people, not just the one being taken down. 5. Boxing ranks 5th. It teaches you to hit hard, move well, and take a punch without panicking, and the hand speed and head movement it develops are extremely valuable in any standing confrontation. No art produces competent hands faster. Boxing is also exactly half of a fighter. It ignores kicks, grappling, and the ground entirely. What separates the arts above it is not better punching. It is that they also answer the kick, the takedown, and the clinch. One more caution belongs here. Boxers train with wraps and gloves. The bare human hand is a fragile instrument, and a clean punch to a skull breaks fingers as often as it ends fights. 6. Kickboxing ranks 6th. It is a genuinely complete standing striking system, trained with real contact in most gyms, which means practitioners are accustomed to being hit and hitting back. That habituation is worth more than most people realize. It lands here for a simple reason. Muay Thai does everything kickboxing does and then adds elbows, knees, and the clinch. Boxing does less but does the hands better. Kickboxing sits honestly between them. It has no ground game, and the ranges it does not cover are precisely the ranges a real attack tends to produce. 7. Judo ranks 7th. Everything above it either strikes or finishes. Judo does neither. It contains no striking of any kind, not a single punch, and that is not a matter of emphasis but of design. What judo does, better than anything else on this list, is put a grown adult onto concrete with the full weight of the planet behind it and leave you standing. A hard throw onto pavement ends fights instantly. Judo also teaches ukemi, the ability to fall without injury, which is a self-defense skill in its own right whether or not you ever throw anyone. Its limitations are real. There is no weapons training. The sport rule set builds habits around grips and clothing that may not exist in a real attack. And the reflex to follow an opponent to the mat, drilled thousands of times in competition, is the last thing you want on a street with more than one attacker. 8. Karate ranks 8th, and that placement comes with a large asterisk. Its effectiveness depends far more on the school than on the style. A karateka from a dojo with heart, regular sparring will handle himself better than most people on this list. A karateka from a dojo built on forms and point sparring will not. No other art here varies so wildly from one building to the next. When trained realistically, karate delivers strong, committed strikes and genuine mental discipline. It offers almost no grappling, so a karateka who gets grabbed is in unfamiliar territory. Before you enroll anywhere, watch a class. If nobody is ever hit, you are learning choreography. 9. Kung Fu. Kung Fu ranks 9th. It shares karate's central problem, and shares it more acutely. Kung Fu is not one art but hundreds, and the style matters less than the school, while the school matters less than whether anyone there ever hits back. Practitioners who train against resisting opponents can develop useful skills. Those who train only in choreographed movement and forms will find their techniques difficult to apply under real pressure. Kung Fu ranks below karate not because the techniques are worse, but because realistic, resisting sparring is harder to find. Where you can find it, this ranking undersells the art considerably. 10. Taekwondo ranks 10th. This is not a dismissal of the athleticism, which is extraordinary, and a strong front kick remains one of the best tools in existence for creating distance and stopping an advancing attacker. It is a recognition that the sport rewards precisely the habits that get you hurt in a parking lot. Hands drop, because the rule set does not punish it. Kicks go high, because high kicks score. Distance is treated as a rule rather than a choice, and a real attacker will close it in a heartbeat. There is no grappling. The low kicks, the conditioning, and the balance are the parts that transfer, and they transfer well. 11. Aikido ranks 11th. We say this with respect for the tradition and no interest in softening it. Aikido depends on fine motor control applied to a joint, executed at speed, against a moving target. Under a genuine adrenaline dump, fine motor control is the first thing you lose. The techniques that work beautifully against a compliant training partner require a precision your body will not give you when it matters most. Compounding this, Aikido techniques generally rely on the attacker committing fully to a specific movement, and most schools lack the resistant sparring that would reveal the problem. Aikido teaches breakfalls, balance, movement, and composure. These are real benefits and they are not nothing. They are also not a self-defense system. Where mixed martial arts fits. No single martial art covers every range of a real attack. Each of the 11 above gives you something the others do not, and each leaves a gap that an attacker does not know he is supposed to respect. A real altercation moves between striking range, clinch range, and the ground without asking permission. This is the reason the most capable defenders cross-train. Mixed martial arts is not a 12th style competing with the 11 for a spot on this list. It is the recognition that these arts were never meant to be exclusive choices. The striker who cannot grapple and the grappler who cannot strike have the same problem from opposite directions. This is why we do not rank it. Ranking mixed martial arts against Muay Thai would be like ranking a toolbox against a hammer. The most effective answer to the question of which art to train is almost always more than one of them, and the fighters who prove this every weekend did not arrive at it by accident. Choose the art that fits your body, your schedule, and the school you can actually get to on a Tuesday night. Build a foundation. Then start filling the gaps. Martial arts offer far more than fighting technique. They build the confidence, awareness, and composure that help you avoid danger and handle it when avoidance fails. No single art is perfect, but nearly all of them make you safer than doing nothing at all. The best path for practical self-defense is to train realistically, to cross-train across striking and grappling, and to choose a reputable instructor who lets students test what they learn. A striking art paired with a grappling art covers nearly every range a real attack might involve. Krav Maga stands out for those who want a system built specifically around real violence. Wrestling and judo add the control that keeps you safer on your feet. For the prepared survivalist, self-defense is a core skill worth developing alongside every other part of your readiness. Start where you can, stay consistent, and remember that the calm, capable person you become through training is your greatest tool for surviving an act of violence.